Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino back here with another Big Brother Canada 5 eviction interview. And today we're going to be talking with the latest vet to go home. And that would be Bruno Aiello joining me here to discuss everything that did not go his way here in the last couple of weeks of the show. So looking forward to that. We're going to have Bruno in just a moment. Of course, last night, Taryn, Brent, and Melissa were breaking down everything that happened as Taryn was filling in for Jordan on the Rehappy Hour after the eviction. So if you missed any of that and want to get more on last night's eviction show, check that out on the Rehapups feed at robhasawebsite.com/Rehapups. All right, see that we have Bruno here on the line. Let's go ahead and patch him in. Bruno, are you there?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Bruno, how you doing, buddy?
Could be better, but I'm all right, bud.
I get it. Bruno, could you go back to the double eviction with me and talk about when Aiello was trying to get Cindy to put Netta up on the block? Why didn't you and Kevin put up more of a fight that night?
Yeah, listen. I knew how deep Aiello's claws were into Cindy. And so I tried to talk to Cindy, but when I told her to put up Dre or somebody else, the look in her eyes and the way she said it, she's like, no, I can't. I knew there was nothing I could do. Aiello had more control over Cindy than I did, which sucked because I knew that it wasn't good for my game if Netta went home, but I knew there was also no way that Cindy was going to change her thought. She had her mind made up. It had to be Netta, and Aiello just got to her before we did and got in deeper than we did.
So this week, you and Kevin were pitching to DeMica that you would work with them if they kept you in the house. Were you guys actually planning on keeping your word on that?
Well, here's the thing. I would have definitely worked with them. Absolutely. There would be a point in time where we would have to cut them. Absolutely. That's just the way the game goes. But I would have honored it because at this point in the game, we all four of us have our backs against the walls. I just needed them to see that, hey, we have to come together. We really do have to come together or else we're all going to be seeing jury. So I had to get that point across. I tried to get that point across, and I legitimately would have honored it. But they just weren't buying it. They weren't seeing it. And, when they don't want to see it, there's no way to convince them. So I think Aiello's connection with Dre was just way too strong. She trusts Dre way too much, which she shouldn't. And that's why they didn't want to trust us.
Okay, Bruno, I know you're probably rooting for Kevin to make it to the end. What does he need to do to go from where he is now to being in the final two?
Yeah, you know what? He has a big hill to climb right now. If he can get in with Aiello and Dimitri and, you know, make it solid, if they can realize, you know what, guys, we screwed up. We need each other. He needs to work with them. He needs to push forward with them. And he's going to have to start winning some vetoes. I don't know if he's throwing competitions or not, but if he is, those days have to be over right now.
Could you talk to me a little bit about Aiello's plan here? Do you like what she's done so far as a player of the game, or do you think it's a bad idea to be the last vet standing?
She's not doing well either. I think at this point, she's going to be seeing jury as well. She had people that wanted to work with her, and when we split the house and we had Aiello and Dimitri on the other side, and then there was the other four on the other side of the house, I think what happened was Aiello truly got closer to Dre than to us, and that's what screwed everything up. So the problem is Dre isn't with her, but she still trusts Dre 100%. So she did not only screw her game, she kind of screwed up our game as well.
Why do you feel like that some of the new players that you were working with this season, like Dylan and Jackie, ultimately soured on trying to keep you?
Yeah, you know, the game, it's a game of manipulation, and people got in their heads. And someone like Dylan, you know, he does like the pretty eyes and stuff like that, and maybe that did it, or maybe he saw that. Holy crap, man, we got to get these vets out. I know the moment that Dylan and I kind of lost trust in each other was all about the veto that Kevin won. He didn't care who went home. He just wanted himself and Emily to be in the game together. And the problem is we couldn't let that happen because it would have been myself going up as a replacement, but he just couldn't believe it or see it. So that's where that kind of went sour, which kind of sucks because I legitimately like Dylan. I liked Dylan and Emily together. I thought we had a great bond, and I trusted them. So it just sucked that it went down that way. I wish it didn't, but it did, and it just separated us. That's all.
Bruno, could you talk a little bit about your relationship and playing the game with Karen?
Oh, you know, I love Karen. I mean, we have this weird relationship. But I absolutely adore her. She's got to be my favorite cast in any five seasons. She is such a great person, great cast, hilarious. I get her sense of humor. A lot of people don't. I do. I get it. And also, you know, I'm a big mama's boy. So it was just nice to have someone in there, you know, like a mom figure. I love it. I thought we connected really, really well. We had so many laughs together, so many good times. I miss her already. Absolutely.
So of the people that are left in the house, Bruno, who do you think is playing the best game to this point?
You know, there's a lot of good players right now. I think, gameplay, it's tough. I think Kevin's doing all right. I think Dre's in a good spot, but maybe not doing all right. I think Dylan's doing all right because he's such a big target. He's still there, and he has a few people in front of him maybe. I don't know. It's tough to say. I think they're all pretty much on par right now.
Okay. Is there any scenario where Kevin could make it to the final two where you wouldn't give him your vote?
Listen, if Kevin makes it to the final two, he did an amazing job. He has such a hill to climb right now. It's nothing but an uphill battle. If he can make it to the final two, he absolutely deserves to win this game. And I think everybody will see that. He is in such a bad spot. He has been on the bottom for weeks now. And if he can see that final two chair, he absolutely deserves to win.
Bruno, do you think that for William, it would have been a good idea to use one of the POVs on you this week?
Yes. The way I see it, for his game, he could have made a play with it. He really could have. You know, he could have pretended like he didn't have the veto, maybe not tell anybody. I don't know. But he could have made a play where, you know, Kevin and myself could have owed him our lives in it. He takes us both off. Two new players go up, and we make a move. But in reality, I think Dre has a lot of control over him, and it wasn't going to happen. If he would have saved me, you know what? I'm the kind of guy, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. That's the way I am. If you show me loyalty, I will show you loyalty. If he would have saved me, I absolutely would have had his back, and I would have taken out whoever needed to go.
And then, Bruno, if you would have won HOH instead of Demetrius, it was so close, would you have put him and Ika up on the block this week?
Well, here's the thing. During the competition, I talked to Ika. It was after the first round where we had to bring those rocks over, 150 rocks over, and I told her, listen, we need to reset this week. We need to talk because things are not looking good for the four of us. So after the HOH, I would have sat down and heard them out. I would have wanted to hear everything they know, all the situations, and we could have thought of a plan together. I legitimately knew we were screwed without them, and they were screwed without us. I've always wanted to see Dre walk out of that house. And you know what? It wouldn't have been a bad thing to see her walk out this week. I would have liked to have heard what they had to say, but no guarantees. If they could promise me something or convince me, then it would have been, I definitely would have loved to keep them. I legitimately needed them in the house at that point. I just needed to convince them that they needed me. That's the problem.
Okay. Well, Bruno, great to catch up with you. Anything else you want to let the listeners know?
If you're not cheering for Kevin, you better start. The guy's going to do it.
Okay. Bruno, best of luck in the jury house, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Bye. All right, there you have it. Bruno Aiello here on the exit interview, and really thought Bruno had a great shot at one point. I know he went number one overall when the LFC did their draft, Alex Kidwell. I thought, no, they're going to get Bruno. The backup Bruno is going to win. Maybe if Kevin can pull this off, maybe the tale of the backup Bruno will end up being how this season plays out. However it goes over the weekend, the LFC Roundtable will be back this Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Look for that on the Rehap Ops YouTube channel and the Rehap Ops podcast feed. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. I'll be back on Monday night to talk more BB Can 5. Until then, everybody, take care. Bye.